Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
How would you like to receive a gift of a house? How would you like to get someone to give you a home? Well, I think that would be a wonderful thing that any of us would be grateful for. Did you know, though, that if you give your house away and give it to a nonprofit organization, you can actually have multitudes of benefits as a homeowner that we normally don't consider? So let me take a moment and chat with you, because when we think about selling a home as is or just getting out of it, I, as you know, work with different retirement communities, which are nonprofit for the most part. And you can create for yourself a large tax deduction, as well as create gift annuities for yourself. Let me explain. So if you're ready to move, but you just don't really have the time, the energy, or resources to dedicate to selling your current house, or maybe you'd like to donate your home to a charity or a nonprofit continuing care retirement community, but you're dependent on the proceeds from its sale to support yourself, then many charitable organizations will accept your house as a donation while granting you a yearly annuity. And that would enable you to move without the burden of selling your property. And it would provide you with a source of income, usually for the rest of your life. And this is especially convenient for seniors looking to move into a retirement community, but might still need to sell their house. So let me give you an example. There are several gift annuity scenarios that I'd like to cover. Number one is the charitable gift annuity. And let me remind you, I'm a real estate agent. So what I'm discussing here is something having to do with real estate, which is the giving of your house to a charity. And it's meant to pose considerations. If you want to read more about this, you can get a free copy of the As Is Guide. And I can make a recommendation to a variety of different financial advisors who could help you think through whether this is viable to you. Okay? A charitable gift annuity involves the donation of your home to a charitable organization, which will then pay you a certain amount annually depending upon the value of the house that you've gifted. So let's say, for an example, that Mr. and Mrs. Smith are 77 and 76 years of age and they want to move. Their current home appraises at $675,000. The quick sale listing price is $650,000. They give the house to a charitable foundation, which receives a value of $600,000 after the expenses in giving them the property. The American Council on Charitable Gift Annuities determines that the annuity percentage for a life rate of at 5.2% for two people aged 77 and 76, which means that they would receive $31,200 a year for the rest of their lives, and $25,296 of which will be regarded as tax-free income until the Smith's actuarial life assessment expires, which is something else to be considered. If you give your property, you can actually start to receive an income, plus you get tax benefits in donating the property to the nonprofit. And if you don't need the cash necessarily, or you don't want to have the risk, I mean, 5.2% at that age is a pretty good return on the gift. Think about it. In an era where a 0.5% or 1% or 2% is the annual going rate for putting money into a bank account, yeah, you could probably do better if you invested wisely into a basket of stocks, but who knows? Anyway, you talk about buying real estate or selling real estate, here's an opportunity. After Mr. and Mrs. Smith have received the annual income from their charitable gift annuity, they could then actually fund a standard second-to-die life insurance policy, which would provide $1 million tax-free to those named as beneficiaries. So instead of selling the house, and, you know, one of my clients in McLean, he had a $3 million home, he would have had a very hefty capital gains tax. But by giving the property, he got an annuity for the rest of his life, plus he was able to take the money from the annuity and buy a $3 million life insurance policy with the annuity. So he got an annuity coming in, got cash, plus he got that replacement of the value of the property by buying that life insurance policy. Now, let's say the Smiths are looking to move into a retirement community. They could use their house as an asset to pay the community entrance fee, deducting the fee from the value of the house and donating the remaining value to the community. So let's say We mentioned $600,000. Let's say they were getting a two-bedroom condominium in one of the continuing care retirement communities that the entrance fee was $400,000. Well, in essence, they would give it to the nonprofit. $400,000 would come out of the six to pay the entrance fee. And then the $200,000 difference would go into the calculations for an annuity and an annual income after that. Now, that's a smart way of considering how you can replace the value of your house through life insurance, but also gain upfront benefits and tax deductions and tax-free annuities. Certainly talk to your financial advisor about that if you'd like to know more. You also could consider an auction sale. Now, auction sales of a house are most often, they carry the negative association of foreclosure. Okay, but we're not talking about that. We're actually chatting about you being sure that your house could be sold within a specific period of time, because there's really no, in an auction, you put a house up for sale and it will sell that day if you put no reserve on it. So the sale is also solely at the buyer's risk, meaning you don't have any disclosure in an auction. It's not like the sale of something else. The house just goes up for auction. The sellers are not required to make guarantees or improvements, and buyers will have a chance to review the property, but what they see is what they get. Caveat emptor, buyer beware. Sellers also have the tremendous benefit of knowing exactly when their home will be bought, and that they avoid the stress and inconvenience of showings and lengthy price negotiations. And for a seller with a deadline, auctioning is an efficient and effective way to sell as is. Consider, too, those letters that you get from investors saying, "We'll buy your home for cash." These express buyer services that are out there in 7 days. Please, 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 please call me if you get a letter, if you're tempted to sell your house that way. Here, let me explain why. Not because I'm going to be a buyer of your home, but as an agent looking out for your best interest, I'll tell you if the offer is reasonable or if I can sell it more at auction or you can give it away and get a better tax benefit or, you know, any number of options. Please think of me as your friend in real estate and call me at 800-900-9104 and I'll guide you through that. For the seller with a deadline, auctioning is an efficient and effective way to sell as is. Competitive bidding will reflect the market value of the house and potentially raise the selling price above what the house is worth. We had kind of an auction created a couple weeks ago when we did this house on Sandy Run Trail in Fairfax Station. We sold it for 50 over and created a 10 offer auction type situation. It was just a beautiful thing. My client thinks that I'm the bomb, and which is just another way of saying I'm really good at what I do, and I'm grateful for that. She followed my instructions, and fiduciarily, I'm there to look out for her, as I will be for you. Hey, if you want more ideas or more information on how either of these might work for you, give us a call, toll-free, 800-900-9104. Again, you can do absolute auctions. You can do reserve auctions. There are different kinds there as well. Plus, if you want to create income for yourself, perhaps you want to consider owner financing. Now, I think a lot of us stay away from owner financing because we think that's very risky. But let me explain what I mean. If you are an owner of a property and you don't need the equity out, but you want to have a surefire income, suppose you can get a 3.5% income on 80% or 60% of what your property is worth. And you can get 3.5% for 3 years, at the end of which the buyer will have to have the property refinanced and pay you back the difference. You may say 3.5%, that's actually pretty good. I'd have to buy some bonds or do something else with it. The security in the situation is your underlying asset of the real estate. So the buyer shows up, they put up 30% of the sales price or 40% of the sales price at settlement. They borrow the rest from you. They pay you over a three-year window, they pay you 3.5% or 4%, whatever you negotiate, and then they have to pay that off and you get your money after 3 or 4 years. It has a variety of different benefits. You should consider that option too if you are looking for that kind of long-term return without having to risk. Because frankly, what would happen is at the end of 3 years, if the buyer fails to refinance, the balloon note is called and you get the property back and you could turn around and sell it again. Not that you want to do that, but that is what could be. And so if you're in the mode of investing, you may want to consider getting a return through that. there's really a lot of different options for you when you're selling a home, and especially when you go in the as-is vein of selling your property. If you would like to know more, would like to figure out how to sell your home as-is, we do offer a guide called the As-Is Guide, which will guide you on how to sell for top dollar when selling a house as-is. If you'd like to get more information on that, you can give us a call toll-free at 800-900-9104, or you can go to ericstewartgroup.com. This will not be on our website to download quite yet, but by next month it should be. So for now, if you want a copy, call us and we'll mail it to you. 800-900-9104. I'm Eric Stewart. I'll be right back right after this quick break. Stay with me.